K88.1 FM in Chivac, KWTB 92.3 FM in Alakanuk, 93.3 FM, KCEF Shefornik, KHSK Imanuk, KUIT Good News Bay, KKWG Kungiganuk, KUZY Nunamiqua, KWNQ Quinnahawk, and KRMR Russian Mission.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Support for KYUK's Talk Line is provided by Vitus Marine, a local crew happy to fuel you. Find out more at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself. Whatever you do, do it.
Okay, hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Talkline. It's another snowstorm in Bethel. It's another Friday. It's the day after April Fool's. I hope no one fooled you hard. And we're ready, willing, and able to take your calls from the YK Delta and beyond. I'm Diane McGachran. Of course, this is Talkline, and this is 640 AM. And we have, I wasn't even looking at my board. We have Sam from Bethel. Good morning, Sam. Hi, Sam.
Good
you're
morning.
On the air.
How are you?
Well, we're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go, Sam. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you.
You're
How's
welcome.
How's it going? Happy Friday.
Thank you. Same to you.
What? Don't you love this spring weather?
Yeah. Actually, I really enjoy it, so I like it, but not to drive in it.
Nice.
How are you doing?
Great. I'm doing quite well.
Okay. Would you like to share something with us? Or are you just calling to say hi?
I would. So I am one of the program coordinators with Bethel 4-H through the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension. And I just wanted to share some of the things that are happening currently and that are up and coming. We just released our April newsletter. So if I might have a few moments, I'd love to be able to talk about some of our programs.
Oh, that would be great. But can I ask you one thing? When you say you just released your newsletter, how would people see that?
That's a great question. They can see it via hard copy. They can also see it on any of our social media platforms. They can go to our website, which is Bethel Alaska 4-H. You can also see it on our Instagram or on our Facebook.
Oh, of course, you're on Instagram and Facebook. Okay, what about TikTok? No, I'm just kidding. Because there's lots of platforms.
Yeah, that's actually been suggested.
Oh, my gosh, 4-H TikTok. Okay, there you go. All right, so Sam, go ahead. Tell us about your programs. That'd be wonderful.
Well, since we're on the social media stuff, let me get those things for you. So Instagram is Bethel Alaska 4-H, and then our Facebook site is simply Bethel 4-H. Our website is alaska4h.org/bethel.html, or you can email us at uaf-bethel4h@alaska.edu, or you can simply call me. And my cell number is 720-244-3773.
Wait, let's say that again. Okay. And you're giving out your cell phone number. All right.
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, okay, good. So what's that number? 7?
720.
Okay.
I'm from Denver, Colorado.
That's why. 244-3773. Okay, that's great. And people can call you about programs and how to get their child involved and all that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And summer enrollment is now currently open. And I can also give you a website for anybody to enroll for any of our free and fun, like our free and fun programs. But anybody can enroll with us if they'd like to. I can give you that website.
Yes, but you know what? Why don't you go ahead and start talking about some of the programs, get people interested, and then we'll give the announcement. Then we'll give the, we'll take their excitement to where they can go to get their kid involved.
Well, one of the programs we're doing right now is the 4-H Family Ski Club through SkiCoo. So you can come to the center and you can check out some skis and poles and boots all for free. And you can check them out for a week. And there's a series of videos, video tutorials that people can watch, but they can basically go and they can ski at their own pace. So you can go cross-country skiing or skate skiing. But we've been doing that, and that's going pretty well for us.
Yeah, where are you going?
Because
weather's great for it now. So where are you going when you take kids skiing? Or do you take them out, or it's them and their parents that go out?
No. Yeah, family. Yeah, families just come and they rent the equipment from us, and they go wherever they want.
Wow.
They can go on any of the trails on the tundra or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so you have a ski program.
Another one that we have a ski program. One of the newest ones that we just started a couple weeks ago, it's called the Drumbeat of the Tundra Project. I'm a percussion education specialist, and it's basically a drum club. And I am bringing all kinds of concepts of drumming and percussion throughout the country and the world to Bethel. It's another free program. It meets on Wednesdays from 3 to 4, and we recently have gotten permission through the university to allow 20 people in the building at once. So you can either come and do it in person. You can come and pick up a pair of sticks and a practice pad and some materials, and you can come learn to drum. We also do it via Zoom as well, but those are every Wednesday from 3 to 4 o'clock.
And every Wednesday from 3 to 4,
do
okay.
A live performance somewhere for the community. Toward the end of the spring semester.
Oh, that's really fun. That's fun. Now, can someone can someone bring their own drum to the session? To the sesh?
Yeah, if they would like to.
Okay.
If they would like to.
Yeah. All right.
But we have all of the supplies and materials that they would need.
Gotcha.
at the center. So whatever works.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, nice. What else is going on there?
We also have a youth in governance program, otherwise known as YIG, and those welcome all of our younger people who are interested in how our state legislature works, and we basically connect them with the legislators, and they get to learn about the process of government, and those are happening every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. And, again, that's typically through Zoom, but all of these programs are free.
Okay. Now, given that these are for young people, like governing, do you kind of make it fun to learn
yes.
about the Constitution
Well, typically,
and everything?
Typically, historically, we would actually take them to Juneau for a week. But, you know, due to the virus, you know, everything is happening virtually this year. But but it is. It's very fun and interactive, and absolutely.
Great. Okay. Good. Anything else?
Yeah. And some of the upcoming projects that we're talking about, we're actually putting our spring summer schedule together.
Mm-hmm.
But they can include a lit camp reading project, a soccer club, in conjunction with the Cusco Kickers. We're also really dialing in our volunteer leader organization, BVLO. So these are any parents who are interested in wanting to be part of our support group. I'm going to be putting that together, and we're going to be They'll have a registration in April on that. And again, feel free to reach out to us at any of the information I provided earlier. We're looking at possible volleyball, just a bunch of fun outdoor activities. Might even include some golf somewhere, somehow.
Golf?
Golf.
Yeah, because, you know, some people did set up some links, as they say, out in certain parts of the tundra.
At the pits, right?
Yeah, at the pits.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Go out. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, you're kind of at your 5 minute of time, so I'm going to have to let you go, Sam.
Okay.
I'm so glad you called.
And I appreciate the time slot. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I hope you'll call again. It's really nice to hear these kind of activities. They sound really fun. So thank you very much for being part of it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're
have
welcome.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right, we're going to go to Gisela from the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. Hello, Gisela.
Hi. Good morning, Diane. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome.
Staying warm. Staying
yeah,
warm today.
Good for you. And yeah. out of the banks, the snow banks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for the slot. I wanted to call in and talk some fish talk right now. Since 2010, Chinook salmon runs have had poor returns for the most part, and last year really was no exception. The run size was smaller than expected, so fishing restrictions were put in place along the federalized waters of the Cusco to allow for some subsistence while also allowing some fish to spawn for future Chinook runs. For this year, the state has issued a preliminary forecast for the 2021 season, and we anticipate that in June there will be similar restrictions put in place as last year. So I know that this creates challenges for fishers in more ways that I can personally imagine. And so I want to thank all the listeners who are fishers for the sacrifice that you've had to endure throughout these low runs to help conserve Chinook salmon stock for future generations. So I know that salmon is the food that keeps on giving, but with an expected low forecast on the Chinook run this year, we anticipate that we'll have to save some for tomorrow and save some for harvest today. So again, this is the forecast that we can anticipate based on the information that we have right now. And the refuge, the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission and Alaska Department of Fish and Game are going to be working close so that we are able to establish a management strategy. And those details will be released in the near future. So what does this mean for fishers? I'm sharing this information so everybody can be informed. Participation and community-wide participation in particular is going to be important this upcoming season. And so we want to encourage people to stay in the conversation. Starting now, people can call our refuge information line with any questions or concerns about Chinook. And the number to call is 543-1008. And I also want to share that next month there's going to be a listening session hosted by the Refuge and the Intertribal Fish Commission, so we can engage in that conversation. And I believe the date for that listening session is going to be April 22nd, and we'll be posting more information and sharing more information through Talkline and social media. And as usual, we're going to try to keep updating our information as we get more information, and a good place to follow these changes would be through Facebook at Yukon Delta Refuge.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Diane. Awesome.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So we've had a couple of calls about with the 4-H Club. There's some really wonderful activities going on there for young people. And you can call Sam, who's kind of heading up a few of these, and including drumming, which is very interesting. You can call him at 720 244 3773 to find out more about these programs and how you can get your child and maybe yourself involved. All right, we're going to go to Stephen Alexi from Neboskiak.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning.
Yes, how are you?
Stephen Alexi, doing fine.
Good.
Yeah, beautiful day despite this blizzard conditions.
You know, I kind of like it, I have to say.
I'd like to thank the previous caller on updating the people on the fish.
Yes.
She mentioned that we've been having this issue since 2010. Management strategy should already be in place. This is 11 years later that we've been dealing with the conservation of the king salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yukon, there was news already of the federal issue of that they might, since the governor of the state of Alaska has asserted his sovereign his situation with the waters of the state of Alaska, and Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission has been established to deal with these issues since 2015, if I'm not mistaken, with 33 tribes. You know, the 33 tribes should assert their own, sovereignty as one using Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. I think since the state of Alaska started managing the rivers and the wildlife within the state of Alaska, it's always an issue of money, commercial fishing or otherwise, hunting. And, people from out states come, they pay a lot of money, I think it's time for the tribes to stand up and, and I don't like, because for the past maybe 5 years, we've struggled, especially when fish comes, and we are criminalized for trying to conserve the very species that we've targeted for a millennia, for our way of life. A lot of people have had their nets taken away, and, just for maybe 5 feet, using a little bit more than 5 feet, or some people using king gear, that's understandable, but they should not be charged for, subsistence. It's understandable also when it's commercial fishing and they get charged for those, but it's a different story for the area of the Kuskokwim people being charged, for trying to prepare for winters like this. We're probably seeing this much snow in probably 15 years. And, if people don't prepare for the winter, they struggle, starve, because some people don't have the luxury, as many other people do, to just go out to AC or Swanson's and buy pork chops or steaks, They have to dig through their freezer to cook dinner, cook lunch. Okay, good morning. Bye.
Thank you, Stephen. Really appreciate it. Okay, so as you can tell, we get a wide range of calls, and all are welcome, and we thank you for that. I'm going to give out the numbers real quick. 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we will... I will read your email over the air, and you can be anonymous for both your calls and your emails. So
before that last call, I was going to jump in and say something, and I forgot totally, but I do want to tell you one thing. CHEVAC basketball today at 4 p.m. right here on KYUK.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. Well, I think there might be a little problem with the feed on the radio, right?
So I did just have the engineer pop his head in and let us know that due to the three, that was what I was going to chime in.
Thank you, Grady.
Boy.
Keeping you up on things.
I'm burying the lead in my own brain.
I know.
So, due to those three power outages we had last night, we had a power outage before each of the two basketball games and then another one at 1 a.m. And those little hiccups,
right,
have caused on several places along in our mix some problems, and we're ironing those out as they relate to the stream right now. The web stream, I think, is the one that's most affected, but I believe that means that some of our repeaters might be down. He just popped his head in to let me know that they're all working on it, so that if we had a conversation like we're having now, we would be informed.
You know, when we have those power outages, as soon as I know that it's not just my house, I feel good. It's the upside of a citywide power outage. I think, okay, it's not my own house. Okay, great. I'm not going to have to track down an electrician and get everything going. So anyway, but thankfully the ones in the evening were just
kind of short,
on and off. But that's not really good for the system.
It's terrible for us here. Boy.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these things stay on, you know, but there's a caller coming in, so I'm going to
shout to them. Okay. Well, while that caller's, Grady's taking that call. There's an announcement about the USDA food box distribution. And could you announce Okay. There will be a 4 p.m. USDA food box distribution today on Second Road Housing. The location is in front of the AHFC maintenance building, which used to be known as the ASHA office. These are the boxes that were supposed to come in last week but got caught up in the freight delays. Who knows how it'll be this afternoon, but so far that's the email that came in to me. And we're going to go to Renee from Bethel. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, Renee. There's some fun tonight, right?
There is.
Oh, my gosh.
Fun tonight. We are the Cultural Center. Teddy Warwick has sponsored this with the help of the Kuskokwim Art Guild and the Bethel Council on the Arts. We're going to have a First Friday with an art show with artists. I am so excited because we haven't done anything like this vaguely social in, a year and a half?
I know.
The artists that we're going to be featuring tonight are Bob Wazurski. He's a metal artist. You won't believe the creations he's got. And there's over 100 of them. They're just amazing. MJ Fox, who's a fiber artist. She's got some Gus Bucks and some doilies that she's made.
The doilies. They're very beautiful.
They're awesome.
They're
just beautiful. Yeah. And Victoria Sosa's got some paintings that she's going to be putting
out,
some other little items. And Ann Kozachev has some ceramics, and then she's been doing these mandalas, colored pencil ones. They're just gorgeous.
Yeah, and she's framed them beautifully.
Yes, she has. And then LKSD students have some artwork that they're going to be having display as well.
Nice.
And there'll be some new items that have come into the gift shop there at the Cultural Center that we'll just put out on display as well. And refreshments are going to be supplied. They will be individually wrapped, so it's very conscious of everything. We want everybody to make sure to wear their mask, and we'll practice social distancing. Now, we have only two sections we're using, so that means we can have about, I think, 50 people in there at a time max for COVID numbers. So I think that'll be fine. You know, people will just work their way through.
I'm going to trudge through snowbanks, and I will be there the first in line. I'll start waiting at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the front door of the Cultural Center. I want to be the first 15 to go in. I know I got my eye on a few things. And then you should explain, like, you may want to purchase something, but you won't take it home immediately.
Right. The show is doors will be open from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And there will be items for sale. Not everybody, just some of them have decided that, yes, we can. And we'll put sold on your item, and you can either pick it up at 8 p.m. or we'll hold it there, and you can pick it up on, like, Saturday or something. I haven't quite decided on the time, and I'll come in and pass them out. So some of the items will be. So that's kind of how we're working that out. First time we're doing this, so it's kind of an adventure for everybody.
Yeah.
And then I want to mention that Teddy is also doing, I believe, a Saturday market is what I heard, next Saturday.
That's right, yes.
So
yes.
That's going to be quite, I don't know how many tables she's going to allow. She's going to have them very spaced out. I'm sure she'll call in or somebody will with that information.
Would this be the first Saturday market that is being done without you, Renee?
Yes.
How will you cope with that? Are you going to be like twitching and stuff? Like,
probably.
I should be somewhere.
I'm supposed to be doing.
I want you to go in there just like you're a patron, you know, you're just somebody in there wandering around. You're not taking money. You're not cooking. You're just enjoying each table like I do.
What will we eat?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. What about? Well, wait. Maybe you need to still cook. Cause
I don't know about that.
Pies.
Teddy's in charge. Yeah. Well, you know.
Teddy's done a great job. She's really.
Teddy's doing a fabulous job.
Yeah, she is really. So.
So it'll be great. And then before I forget, I want to mention that next month we will also have a First Friday, and that will be on May 7th. So far we have lined up Katie and Jamie Nikolai, a mother-daughter artist team. We'll have more artists than them, but I'm excited to see their work because they're both really good artists as well. So I'm quite excited about starting these First Fridays again.
I have some of a couple of Jamie Nikolai's pieces, and they are amazing.
She's a phenomenally talented artist.
Yes,
so,
she is.
And her mom does really, really gorgeous stuff as well. I'm excited to see both of their works out and the other artists that will be participating as well. I don't have all their names, so I'm sorry I can't share those. But anyway, I invite everybody to come tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., and have a small but social gathering for the first time in over a year. All right. Thank you, Diane.
Thanks, Renee. Oh, what's going on? Okay. Oh, we're going. Grady is on point.
Trigger happy.
You're a little trigger happy. Okay. Well, we do have a couple minute small break. So thank you, everyone who's called. And you guys will be back on the other side. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline on 640, among other stations, with KYUK.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Housing discrimination is against the law. If a housing provider treats you differently than others based on your race, religion, national origin, color, gender, disability, or the presence of minor children in your home, that is illegal discrimination. If you believe that your housing rights have been violated, the Fair Housing Project can help. More information available at 855-679-3247. This message sponsored by Alaska Legal Services Corporation.
We
Nakunkingunung Khun Kumukputaku Chiucha Aganaujin Hwasuangutmujin Pistigalujin Tumuvugun Hwasumikal Ngunik Awaling Khanwi Tawihpani Dauna Alhkutmuk Naruchil Raruk. Yochtkovidwi Tawihkahpnik Unakiji Maksai Chuksutan Alhku Navugaluku Fair Housing Project Dami Gayarugaten. Nasun Ritvzare Kuvt Kayagahu 855-679-3247. Unakingunung Alaska Legal Services Corporation.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So, come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 AM from 4 until 5 PM, you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with new stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Hello, welcome back everyone, and we're going to go to Cesari. Now, Cesari, before you begin, I want to let you know that I'm going to give you an extra 5 seconds. Okay, go ahead.
You know, I heard that people get me, you've been cutting me off, and I even not paying attention on it, but it's okay.
It's fine.
I have a question, you know, I still can't get it, why is health facility for public selecting who going to use it and who going not use it. You know, it's for me, this, I watching that trial, that George Floyd trial, the cop squeezing life from that guy.
Yes.
Okay. And those people, what they're doing same thing, what they're denying to health. Because some people can walk or some people can run, and sitting with no movement, no exercise, the vascular diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, they increase big time. And this guy's denying, just like we denied you pills or vitamins. They're denying to exit to that places. I feel like in Bolsheviks, you know, you can, one of the council tell me, if you won't choose, you have to pay the price. Choose to freedom, choose to the, I have to pay, that was in the communist way. There was a Gestapo
break music.
Been doing that. You know, I think to, I don't know, I feel worse and worse, but I kick the bucket, I leave some well to my grandkids, go and point it to these people's eyes. You help him die. Because this is what they're doing.
You mean the police?
I wanted those shows, the Saturday market, and just tonight shows, they require to be vaccinated to go in it. I never heard nothing about that. And health facility, you can go over there and work up to improve your health and your immune system. That is wrong. That is the Bolshevik. That is the starting ways to do it. Direct the people, no choices, no nothing. You have to do it this way or you go die. Just get the guns and start shooting those who are not vaccinated.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
This is what they're doing, too. They're already killing me, denying me to go and work up. No, really. My blood pressure go up. I'm stressed up. My sugar going up. They're already getting me down the hill.
Okay.
I have maybe plenty of reasons to not get vaccinated. And I pass already the COVID. I beat myself with my immune system.
Yeah.
And they're denying me to improve to get again. And they say, oh, you die from the COVID. you know, from the COVID, there was, before there was dying everybody from COVID, nothing from something else. Now, those people were dying, all, even the vaccinated are dying anyway, you know, flu, influenza, heart disease, cancer. So they're dying from cancer and flu, but before they was dying from COVID, everything from COVID. Mm-hmm. Now they switch it. Oh, this guy died from cancer. Oh, this one from influenza. That, you know, it's okay for okay to people go and vaccinate, and I support that thing big time. But don't forcing somebody to go their way and denying their help. You know, you open up the facility and culture center and stuff, and you and to market and art show and whatever. But you know, ask for the proof that you have vaccination. That is completely wrong, and you're denying to go use the health center to improve your health. That's wrong. That is not. Not a democratic country should be existed with. This makes me sick. Maybe time to move out, you know. That thing is not getting to my head. Did something like that happen with the 21st century to deny you, improve your health? There should be international media put finger to the freaking battle and find out what they say. They're talking lots about human rights in China and Russia, but this what they're doing in here is wrong. Couple people decided about the life of others. It's wrong. I don't want to be negative too much. I'm too much stressed up. And today is Good Friday. But this thing is sitting and bothering me so much. Uh-huh. Why this thing is like that? Why these people is so...
Okay.
Okay, is my minute
well, that
gone?
Yeah, that and I gave you an extra 10 seconds,
okay,
and but
I,
but
seconds.
Only because I want you to take a deep breath and
okay,
lower
and
your
I
blood
take
pressure.
Big breath and deep
I don't...
breath, and I tell everybody happy Easter and
yes.
enjoy the holiday.
Oh, that's how you can finish the call, and
because yeah.
I don't want anything to happen to you with your blood pressure, so be careful with that.
Right. They're gonna want me.
Get it out of your system and okay.
Wanting me freaking die.
Oh no, let's end it on Happy East. Let's go back to the positive.
Easter, no talk about.
Okay.
Talk about and trust in the God. Thank you.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Cesari. Cesario also always shares in a very heartfelt way. All right, Billy from Bethel is next. Oh, sorry, Wilson. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. Wilson, welcome to Talkline.
Hello there, happy people.
As ever.
There's only people that are happy, not only in Bethel, Alaska, but there's a lot of happy people in Alamo, Sonora, Mexico. Those people are always happy. You know, they have reason to be happy. There's no ice. There's no snow.
Uh-huh.
What else? Cost of living is cheap over there.
Lower, yeah.
You know, you're $250. You can enjoy eating out every day for 10 days.
It sounds like your dream vacation.
You won't even exceed that $250 mark.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Cesari, I don't think I'd want to go to your neck of the woods. It's too expensive over there. It's even probably $1,700 or $1,700 one way to your hometown.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Anyway, you know, he's right. There's a lot of people that have died during that epidemic. But they probably died because, like you said, cancer or whatever. And now that everyone is vaccinated, now you can die for whatever you're dying for, you know. Leukemia, liver cancer, kidney failure, all that cool stuff. I got vaccinated, so whenever it's my time in about 45 years, you know, I'll die of whatever I die of. That epidemic thing really put a scare on and put a rush on for the coroners to put a label on the death, cause of death, you know, COVID-19. I'm glad I got my vaccinations done. I hope everyone that's listening steps up and has the courage to go ahead and get your vaccines done, because all you're doing is not only helping yourself, you're helping others, you know, by vaccinating, you know, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with vaccinations, and I kind of don't like it when I hear people say, well, I'm not going to, I don't need to. I never caught polio or, you know, all those other vaccinations that they put out, so why should I do this? Because this is something that's spread easy and going on now.
Right.
You know, that's the way I look at it.
Right.
What can I say? I hope the Bethel Police Department actually is able to get good people on. I don't know if there's any good people on now. Had a bad track record since 1980, 1981. Holy cow. I don't want to talk about the police department. I don't want to talk about the state troopers because, you know, I'm dealing with a lawyer here in Anchorage, and, you know, they said that they can kind of have an idea that, but this is just hearsay, you know, just rumors, that police department and state troopers are in cahoots. So if you have a problem with the Bethel Police Department, there is a special prosecuting office here in Anchorage that you can call and overstep the chief of police and the city manager. That's what I did, you know,
mm-hmm.
because there's no justice in Bethel. I'm pretty sad to say that, but it's true. My hometown, and there's no justice, not even for your common folk. ABCP and all their lawyers, you know, they can't even help the proper way when it comes to helping natives and getting justice. So that's a whole can of worms that can go on for, you know, a two-hour talk show just on one subject. And I'm going to sit down and listen, and KYAK, you guys always give me a good treat every Friday morning. It's like the medicine for my soul.
Oh.
I'm gonna enjoy it and keep on checking on my mom, because Katie's gonna be here till the middle of April or end of April.
Okay.
And I really appreciate you being there, and with you there, I kind of don't have to worry about my mom, because I love my mom so much.
Yeah.
Okay. You enjoy the day.
Awesome.
Bye.
Okay, Wilson. Thank you. All right. We're gonna go to Billy from Bethel. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, Mr.
Way
Hoffman.
To control people is through flair.
Through what?
You remember the running out of tissue moment? People were scared because they might run out of tissue. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Billy. We have Joe from Bethel. Good morning, Joe.
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Regarding this vaccine to vaccinate yourself against COVID,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it's a person's choice. Unless it's become law, it's a person's choice. You know, we're being overwhelmed and overrun by any kind of government, whether it be local, state, or federal government. This federal government with this COVID thing is getting out of hand. Now they're talking about COVID passport and. You know, I mean, it's a person's choice. Those of us who had it and lived through it can tell about it, and we could tell you the story and what the symptoms were, how long it lasted, and so forth. And then you get people taking the COVID test, I mean, the shot, and then they're dying. What's the difference? It's a double-edged sword. It's, you know, it's a person's choice. If a person wants to get vaccinated, that's up to them. If they don't, that's up to them. Now, if you had it, that's a different story. You know, you got the your body has built an immune system, but you know what Cesar is talking about. You know, it's a double edged sword. You know, either get vaccinated or you can't come and exercise. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah.
That makes no sense whatsoever. That's what you call politics firsthand on everything you do.
it's always politics. If you don't comply with how we feel and what we do as a entity or a community or a government, good luck. So I don't understand that, but I agree with Cesare. He's got a good point. You know, him and I both had it. We both lived through it. We both understand it. And if we want to get vaccinated, that's our choice, just like the power of the pen. You either register to vote or you don't vote. You know, that's no different than getting vaccinated. So, and then this particular person that keeps complaining about the police department, you know, I know him well. He knows who I am.
No, okay, so don't go on
sit
him.
There and, you know, to drag the Bethel Police Department down just because they've had bad apples working for them doesn't mean you have to put them down.
Mm-hmm.
They have a purpose. They're there to protect and serve, and they do their best with what they have.
Sure.
And we know there's corruption everywhere, including in police departments, not just Bethel. Look at New York City, the worst one.
Okay.
You know, it's a person's choice to do what they want to do in life. If they want to be police officer, let them be.
Yeah.
You know, if they're gonna, you know, they're doing the job the best they can. Sitting there and complaining about it for years, not gonna do anything. You want to do something, stand up and fight against them. You know, and then this thing with subsistence coming up, and then Levy wants to control all the navigable waters under the state. That sounds like a good idea, but every time we have some entity take over of what we believe in and what we used to live off this land, you know, it's always a problem. Somebody's always got a problem with it. But, you know, if he's going to try and make an effort to do it and do a better job than what the federal government has done, more power to them. But we can't sit there and complain about everything just because we're being controlled by all these entities that think they own the whole world.
Mm.
So just to let people understand, you know, I've heard this many times on the talk show. We fight about something, it goes away. We're fighting about fish. Be surprised there's no fish this summer. Quit fighting about anything. Don't fight about the animals. They're here. They have a purpose. They're here to keep us fed. You know, I'm not an expert on anything, but I believe in a lot of things that do happen, and whatever happened, they happen for a reason. So other than that, today's Friday, Good Friday. Be good to each other, love one another. You see somebody you haven't seen for a while, say hello, give them a hug. Tell them you love them, because next day they'll be gone. You never know. Other than that, have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Okay. We have David from Tuluksac. Good morning, David.
Yeah, good morning. I'll try my best to see English. We keep having bad weather, like snow, drifting snow. It's not hard to buy a compass from the store.
yeah.
It might be around $5, $8, $12, not too expensive. We don't know if we go somewhere like tundra and lost somewhere, that compass will help us going back or where we're going. But we have to shoot it like if I go in from Bethel to Atmosok, I have to shoot Bethel, go a little bit ways or Atmosok. That's the best way. Yeah, people should buy a compass so they won't lost. I know it's bad to lost somewhere. Okay, that's all I have to say. It's a good Friday. Go church, especially in the Easter. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
You know, I've always dreamed of learning how to use a compass. So I'm glad he called about that. We're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I wish everybody a happy Easter. There's no Easter egg hunt this weekend. It's too early to do one for several reasons, and it's pretty snowy and drifty out there. Now, possibly, I'll gauge the situation, and maybe a month later, Mother's Day weekend or something, we can do it. But no Easter egg hunt this weekend. Just tell people and let people know. Just stay home and stay safe and stay warm. I did recently read a really cool book that just came out. It's called The Fox Boy, and it's a true story in Bethel, late 60s to 1970, about how the welfare system was. We've come a long way from that. Got a long way to go, but a long way from that. And it talks about, you know, Native kids were just whooshed out of here, out of the region, never to be seen again. Lose their language, lose their culture, really sad stuff.
Yeah.
And it talks about, like, Judge Nora Gwynne, she had challenges. She really fought against that and against other wrongdoings that were happening back then. She did a lot, and she's in there, and there's a social worker that talks about the stuff, the adventures she has. It's her first-person account of the whole adventure. And tragic stuff happened, and I mean, still happening, but it's just a really good book, and I read it in a day. I mean, well, I'm retired, so I can read a book in a day, but it's a really good book, and I'm going to return mine to the library, and they've got several copies. You can curbside check it out and read it. It's called The Fox Boy.
Nice.
And it's just, I think it's a really good opening of what the attitudes were not too long ago and how things were handled, mishandled.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady fought for having Native foster homes, licensing Native foster homes. And a lot back then, a lot of people didn't have plumbing and stuff like that. And poverty was seen as neglect back then.
Right.
Not having utilities was seen as not a proper, you know, there was a situation where a kid needed eardrops and his mom was too arthritic to handle that. And they were going to whisk the kid away because of that. But instead, they taught the kid how to do the eye drops. I mean, that's the kind of reaction. They one town had a party, and this one social worker took all the kids out all at once and made the people sign this paperwork with all kinds of threat and told them, and they told them that Judge Nora did this and she didn't do that.
Yeah.
She had nothing to do with it, and when she found out about it, she was really angry. But good, it's a good book.
Wow.
Other than that, you know, the swimming pool isn't telling you to get a vaccine.
That's right.
They're telling you you can't come in without a vaccine.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. It's your choice to get the vaccine or not. Other places, as they open up, and I know some of them are run on tax dollars and all that,
mm-hmm.
other places, as they open up, may have the same policy. Again, they're not telling you to get the shot. The shot is your choice.
Yeah.
But, and there's consequences and rewards to every choice we make. And that's just it. And that's what the passport thing is about. You already have one. They give you a card when you get a shot. Just stick that card in your wallet.
Yeah.
I know people even laminated theirs. But it's just, you know, there's, you know, people that say, well, I've already had the virus. Well, you can still catch it again. They've just had some research come out on the results of the people that started testing with the vaccine. And they're still immune. So the immunity from the shot is very long-lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't know with the variant, but they say that it looks like it's at least most protective, partial, you know, you won't land in the hospital, that kind of thing. And but they can't say that about if you caught the virus, if you catch it again, because some people, when they catch it again, they're even sicker. And then other people say, well, they're immune because they don't get flus and they don't do the flu shots. Well, this isn't the flu. This is a virus.
Right.
Viruses behave differently. And I really, you know, I speak out of love. This one person that keeps calling about the same thing.
No.
He's a generous man. He's a generous man.
I know, but I don't think you should talk about other callers, really.
People that have done awesome jobs raising children, volunteering in the community, donating, awesome stuff. I hate when bad things happen to people.
Yeah.
And this is something where we can prevent something happening to us.
Right.
I mean, that's just it. I speak out of love. I don't argue. I just speak out of love. I think this is the best thing to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I really, truly believe that, regardless if you already had the shot or not.
Okay, I'm going to wind it up right there.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, yeah. And that Fox Boy is a really good book if you want to read it. And there's some other good books that came through there that I read during the pandemic that I can talk to people about. All right, talk to you later.
All right,
bye.
Good. All right. I'm glad she brought that book up. We're going to go right to Noah from Tuluxac. Hi, Noah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I love to read that Fox Boy.
Oh, did you? Have you? You read it? Oh,
no,
you want to read it?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm willing to read it.
Yeah.
I think it's some of the history itself is not written in completely in that book, but that's another step where it can be overseen and read and understanding. That's our history.
Yes.
Our history goes a long way back of our forefathers, how we should live, how we should treat the land, accommodate with people that come into our villages, welcome them. That was their tradition and value. And a while back, maybe 70s or 80s, I went to court and oversee looking through documents. I see Aboriginal right to the land and human rights are crossed. The people should understand. Now we can speak English fluently so we can understand each other. The point is our human right is being crossed along with the Aboriginal right. We should stand up and voice it. Just like the people, our brothers and sisters in Lower 48, they stand up. They have their own lawyers. They help each other. We should all, all humans are created by the Creator. We're brothers and sisters. Even our races is different. That's how God sees it. And today's a Good Friday. My value and tradition that came from my elder is to respect Good Friday, not to do anything like getting wood, packing water, hunt ptarmigans, hunt rabbits. And I met some people that went hunting ptarmigans and rabbits, seeing dead moose that killed by wolves. And yesterday, one of the people told me that he's seen two moose that are sick. What's causing this? Is it the climate change? Or is it due to too much snow or lack of food? It's kind of puzzling to it. I've heard that it was the fish talk. We should step in to do it earlier than this, not just when it's arriving. We all know that spring is coming soon, then summer will come. We all know the four seasons that comes. Thank you for accepting my call. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Roy. Bye. I'm glad you called.
Bye.
Okay, are we going to break, Grady? Oh, I'm sorry. That was Noah. Excuse me. Thank you, Noah. We're going to go to Roy from Akiak, and then we'll have a break afterwards.
Yes, great talk show this morning. It's been a while since I listened to the radio, but I disagree with people that consider vaccine requirements to go into a private building of somebody that owns it that requires you must, because that the person that is attempting to protect our health, prioritizing over people that may carry, because you can't really see the virus, whether it's really active with you, especially if you haven't taken a shot to combat against what the decades of the trusted medical research had produced. in reference to protecting human lives, mm-hmm. because people that are being, you know, critical about this situation, calling it politics, just because they think and believe they're, you know, they got greater rights for somebody's life that could be the end result without knowing that we are actually carrying it. You know, it's hard for me to comprehend. Mm-hmm. No offense to people that think in the opposite direction, because mm-hmm. I firmly have my own relatives that believe building or allowing your own immune system to develop and combat what's going on. Yeah, I respect that. That's their right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that, like, they say they went through it, they're immune to it, but are they? Because there's been news articles that express and made it a public statement to the people the second time around they were having worse than they had it on the first
right.
round of experiencing mm-hmm. being infected by COVID-19. So, and even right now in Alaska, what was happening in the different parts of the world about young kids having inflamed different parts of the body, the side effects of the COVID-19. So please consider other people's, out of respect. This is not politics. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Roy. Hey, real quick, everyone, if you want to get a copy of The Fox Boy, you can at the gift shop in the Cultural Center. They're selling that book, and I'll bet our library also has it. So the name of the book is Fox Boy. All right, we had the emailer emailed in and wanted to know the name of the book about Judge Nora Gwynn, and that is the name. All right, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back. My name's Diane McAkron. This is Talkline on 640 AM. KYUK.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Awatam takan katalijallah katnaulkat quick beam kuskuk fim to awatini tamagamakach chakalaruk. Dandan goldam talishutkai nunat talak lugun nuna akir tungalrit lununami tali tingumaluku nunam tnin rang naksarak nunam. Nasunrit nakshit makun talan quitoutwani. Dandangold.com. We tawih kamuk ping nakshakon uti mahkan retoktaun uti ni pitksuku. Namuk kwasu we tawih kamuk ping kshim konuskatan taun uti ni pitksuku. Agayu machin. Nakun kingu nung kshin kamuk putjaku uti uti. Aganautin kwasu angut mutin. Pistigalutin tumuvugun kwasu mikil ngonik awaling kshin we tawih pini. Tauna alhkut muk naruhtil raruk. Yocht covet we tawih kachpnik, unaki ji maksai chuksutin alhko navugaluku, fair housing project down we kayarugnaten. Nasun rituvzare covet kayagaho 855-679-3247. Unaki unungtokhaken, Alaska Legal Services Corporation.
Welcome back to the last part of our show, and we have a caller, Jack. Thank you for waiting, Jack. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, I would just suggest everybody, before they take any sort of vaccination jab, spend at least a few hours doing some research on what they're looking at.
more than one type of vaccine, but the ones that they're pushing right now, the mRNA, are not, they're not even legally can be defined as vaccines. They're just marketed under that to push it through without human and or even animal trials. So people are being experimented on, and there's dozens of different reactions to these things. Several thousand people have died from reactions to these vaccines, and they're experimental. And these are the ones that Bill Gates has been pushing, and he's got no business to be in the vaccine. Where if you do the research and try to avoid Google, but use like DuckDuckGo and a decent search engine, you can avoid censorship and follow what he's done in the world with his vaccinations and the populations he's impacted. These kind of vaccines are experimental. And the truth is, everybody out here, the way we live out here in our clusters, in our buildings in the wintertime, we were all 100% exposed last winter, a year ago. There's no doubt about it. And we're continuously exposed out here. We can't avoid it. And any places where there's not a, in the floor 48, where they don't have mask mandates and there aren't fudging the numbers, they're just having normal death rates in the columns with flu and respiratory illnesses, and they're not being all blamed on COVID-19. So what's this mask mandates, especially with the school children, is really having a dramatic bad effect on our community's immune system. The best thing we can do is just take the darn things off and go put the kids back in school and just get back to business as usual, because this is just living out here with masks on. It's just, they're not doing anything at all except restricting our airflow, and not good for our children. But everyone should do some research before they take these vaccines. There's really no reason for it. We're not in any danger from this virus.
So
if you do get sick, the chiclet that grows all around here will work just as fine. If you look up wormwood, it's being used effectively, just like hydroxychloroquine and quinine. They all work. Vitamin D all work against this virus if you do get sick.
Yeah, so Jack, just real quick, if I may, just to be clear, the vaccinations that are being used are not in an experimental stage. They have followed all the protocols for any other vaccination. So I understand the point.
They haven't even done it.
I understand the point you're making, but I just wanted – hydroxychloroquine has not found to be effective, so – I just want to make sure that that's...
If you use a proper search engine, you can find there's thousands of doctors using it worldwide.
Yeah, you can find anything on Google.
These vaccination programs and the mRNA, if you look, just do some research today. Spend a couple hours. You'll find out it doesn't even qualify as an actual vaccination. It's just being sold under that banner right now. And there's no reason to expose yourself to something that you don't need. I would look into it before I would... let someone jab me with something that you just don't need. Nobody needs this vaccine. The more you look into it, the more you can find out the truth about it. And that's not CNN and MSNBC, and certainly not Google. Plenty of news out there. Plenty of doctors. Look up Judy Mikovich. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Terry Tenpenny, these are all doctors that know what they're talking about and would enlighten people to do what's being sold as vaccines. The Johnson & Johnson one is, I think, might be a regular-type vaccine, and that's being offered here in Bethel as well. I think that's where they use the dead strains of viruses to trigger your immune system.
Yeah,
that
thank
might
goodness.
Be. But the other two, the mRNA type, you should look into that, because they're not real vaccines, and they're very dangerous.
Oh, okay.
And, people could be getting very sick from these in the next couple of years.
Oh, wow.
So everyone should do research before they accept what they're being told. And thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Well, I don't know, Grady. I personally trust my health system, so I'm going to go with YK, and I'm taking my chances with YK.
The thing is distinctions here with words, really,
Right,
all right?
Right.
Yes, the vaccine that I'm vaccinated with is not a vaccine. It's a messenger RNA concoction that is used to vaccinate me.
Yes.
Against the virus. And I know that I'm buying the narrative, but.
Yeah.
It's rough. We all have to, but can you do your research? Consider your sources. You go online, you look up something. Just because it says it there, also, where's that coming from? Who wrote that?
Yeah, I mean, Google isn't really...
Well, that was his point, too.
Google is a playing field. There's other places, really, to get your information. And your doctor, Your doctor should be your primary person. If you're concerned about anything medical, talk to your doctor and see where you land. All right, so we're going to go to Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning to both of you and people on the Whitetail Delta.
Good morning.
And people all over Alaska, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, being a talk show, I thank people for complaining and giving their opinions. Well, here's mine. I listened to the Federal Fish and Game on the beginning of the show, and they predict low king salmon numbers, low chum salmon numbers, more restrictions on me and my people on the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers. When am I going to hear restrictions on the high seas trawlers and their incidental bycatch, bycatch of king salmon? The last one I, last time I heard, they dumped 50,000 kings back into the sea. When am I going to hear restrictions on false paths, AVM, some numbers, or advocates for those that used to go anchorage and speak on our behalf on the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers? They're all gone. But I'm going to mention their names. The late Harold Spark, Mike Chase, Dr. John White, David Bill, those were our spokesmen for AVM and false paths, so them chums could come. We all know salmon come from the sea. When am I going to have restriction on those out in the sea, them high seas raking up all the, they're going to wipe out everything there. All those restrictions on me and my people. I hope the new Secretary of Interior is listening. And what can I say? They're going to have Fed meeting on April 7th and 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tribal Fish Commission, you know all your members. You want to complain to them. Otherwise, you could participate in that. You'll probably be virtual anyway.
Hmm.
But man, I find it discriminatory to low fish numbers, automatic. Me and my native people were to blame all, just like that. No restrictions in the sea. But anyway, more on, I heard on National News, they're predicting the fourth comeback of COVID-19. And I hope everybody gets vaccinated. I heard they're up to 12 years old now, but I heard COVID's coming back up, and we need to still take the precautions on wearing masks, social distance, and continue to wash our hands and all that, but we need to not get comfortable and know it's still there, that deadly disease, it's coming back. But anyway, on a more positive note, happy Easter to everybody, and be safe. Good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne. Thank you.
And I thank KYUK for this talk show, and I welcome all complaints and opinions. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. All right, so we have a couple of callers lined up and a couple of emails that I'll be reading, so we'll try to get through that. Next is Chico from Chivac. Hello, Chico.
Yes. Good morning. On the bright side, people of Chivac says happy Easter. All right, happy Easter, even to you. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Always love to get our greeting from Chivac. We have John Nick from Bethel. John, good morning.
Oh boy, finally.
You're about an hour late.
I had a hard time sleeping last night.
Oh, my goodness.
I was listening to Yvonne for a bit there. You know, it's all subsistence users. No matter who you are, they're having a tough time, you know, every year seemed like it. Another thing I want to say on the caption there, I was reading in the Dr. Discovery why the Chinook salmon were coming back when they're not mature enough.
Mm.
They've been coming back smaller and smaller.
Wow.
I've been hearing they were forecasting maybe the sharks and all that were eating because they go after big fish. And it might be one of them intentions. It could also be pollution. And I don't know if there's still fish down there on the Aleutian chain there. I've never heard them talk about that before. But they kill all the bycatch, too. When you hit that net, they go into shock. You don't know it, but they look alive. You toss them back in the water, and they're in shock when you throw them in there. They're bycatch. And by then, they're already disintegrating. They're dying slowly. So there's a lot of different factors on that, you know, we've got to look at. And when they do test fishes, do it in the right place. Don't do it in the wrong place. That's one of the categories they like to pull on you.
So, yes.
You know, a seasoned fisherman should be with these people when they go do test fisheries, and they know where to fish, and they know where to drop the line. Where you come in here from somebody come from Anchorage to take over here or some position there, I don't know how much their turnover is, they're going to a different atmosphere. They're going to a different culture. So they got to sustain that and learn how to live with it, you know, instead of fighting it. Maybe we'll have some peace. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a happy Easter when you guys look forward to that. And good Friday for everyone. Stir me up there, please. If you're going anywhere, try to refrain not to go too far. If you do, please have somebody with you. It's really dangerous weather, I consider.
Yeah.
You know, you can get lost real easy, you get hypothermia.
Mm-hmm.
And all burnable wood are just covered with a lot of snow and debris, and it's wet, you know.
Yeah.
If you just be cautious, use your common sense.
Okay.
I'm glad to be on there again.
Glad you made it.
Still waking up here. You guys have
okay.
a good day.
Set your alarm next time.
Driving. Watch the road. You're really, really slippery.
Yeah. Thank you.
Be cautious.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. I'm going to read an email real quick. The email goes like this. Oh, from Beverly Hoffman. The email goes like this. 600,000 Americans. Just Americans have died from the coronavirus compared to the average of 60,000 to 70,000 Americans who die annually from the flu. True, some of the COVID deaths were because of underlying medical conditions like asthma, but it was catching COVID that caused the death. When a virus like this kills so many people and so many by exposure and spread, and the vaccine helps stop the spread, it's a no-brainer that people should be vaccinated. We stopped polio deaths and other deadly diseases by vaccines. Talk to your provider if you've had COVID to see what they say about the need to be vaccinated. COVID is not over. People are still dying. Get vaccinated. We've lost too many. All right, thank you for that.
Hey,
did we lose our caller there?
We didn't. But
yes.
Before we go off
yeah.
to that.
Oh, do I have another?
I wanted to mention, because I don't know if it's going to make it in, but the bag limit on moose was increased the other day, and people can find out more by going to the Department of the Interior.gov's page and looking up subsistence. Two emergency action requests were made relative to hunting in the area.
Oh.
A CARES fishery program was opened up to allow subsistence fishermen to do the fisheries program. So if you're interested in knowing the bag limit of the moose or the fisheries program update, go to the Department of Interior and check that out.
Okay, great. All right, thank you.
Sorry.
And should I read another email or go to a caller?
Either or, he's there if you want.
Oh, I'll go to Cesari. Go ahead.
Ivan was perfectly right. 2008, when they come out, I called several times that time. I never forget. When they come out, the catching on Bristol Bay and all right, the drainage, Casco Queen, and all over the place, these commercial fishermen, that time, they come out somehow to the media, to the public. They've been catching 450,000 chinook. They have miles long.
I was calling. I thought they're going to be a disaster for the future fishing in here. There is so much money involved with that. They're throwing those fish away, and those big commercial nets, miles long, they can sell those small kings. I mean, they throw them back to the ocean, and they're dead. And I was complaining, I was talking, I was there, nobody listen, you know, and they keep going and keep fishing. They have huge money, they have big lobbies to protect fishing over there. They forget about you, that is for your good. You get regulated, you know, it's like lots of stuff in there is regulated. That's what I, you know, I support Ivan talking about. You regulators start from those big boats where they make millions, what Dr. Al Gross make have 2-3 boats or maybe more now. And he's been admitting he making millions on that fishing stuff.
Okay.
So he chipped that, you know, lobbyist in legislation.
Hey, Cesari, sorry, I'm sorry to cut in. We have a couple of, like, new callers, so I've got to, like,
them,
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry, but
got to juggle it.
They cut me with the supporting Ivan Vasco with this.
Okay,
thank you. Have a good day. Good holidays.
Thanks. Okay, bye. Thank you so much for understanding. All right, we're going to go to Alyssa Rogers. Good morning, Alyssa. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Dan. Good
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you all. I just wanted to give a shout out to Federal Subsistence Board. They had released yesterday that the emergent special action request to increase the moose harvest limit on Lower Unit 18 remainder.
Mm-hmm.
It was an emergency wildlife special action request submitted by the YK Delta Subsistence Regional Advisory Council to increase the moose harvest limit from 2 moose to 3 moose in Unit 18 remaining hunting area. And as the area will be current season and ending of April 30th, 2021, if you need more information on it, you can go to www.doi.gov / subsistence or by visiting the Facebook page for Subsistence Alaska. And then a second notice I wanted to send out there, too, was the YK Delta RACT inquiry about the Alaska CARES Act funding and application information. I wanted to let you all know out there in YK Delta area that the application for subsistence users is now open, and the application can be found at www.psmfc.org. And there should be links that upload you to the Subsistence User Alaska CARES Act for 2021. One thing I also wanted to point out on this page, on page 3 of that application, is where we can find the eligibility requirements. There is a deadline. The applications need to be postmarked by May 21. All right. Well, thank you so much, Diane.
All right. Thank you, Alyssa. That was good information. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well,
okay.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. So we're going to go to Robert Hoffman. Good morning, Mr. Hoffman.
Good morning, ma'am. I just wanted to voice out my opinion on the low count of fish that are going up and down the river nowadays, according to the Fish and Game Test Fisheries statement. You know, for a long time now, many years, many, many years now, we've been required to use 6-inch fish net gear. You know, the truth of the matter, one of the reasons why we're getting a little low on fish is because we're catching the little kids and little girls before they get a chance to get old enough to lay eggs, and yet they continue to do that. Seems like on purpose. Them guys are smart. They're not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
They're smart. You know, we're catching the little fish, young fish,
And we're using 16th deer before they get a chance to get old enough to enjoy laying eggs upriver. That's one of the reasons why we are getting smaller fish. They say smaller fish. Sure, we're getting smaller fish. We're only using 16th deer. We're catching the little girls and little boys before they get a chance to grow up and lay eggs. Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, we got to get smart, and we got to smarten up here. The corporations and the tribal entities should get together and create their own escapement weir up there so they could verify the state of Alaska's escapement. Until then, we're going to be told what to do as long as there's no verification of fish escapement. Mm. And we're going to, the people, they, you know, we hear about them crying all the time about the same thing, subsistence. Well, there's two reasons right there. Number one is we don't got a verification count on escapement, number one. And number two, the state of Alaska probably on purpose is requiring us to use 6-inch deer, and we're killing the little siblings before they grow up to lay eggs. That's the two reasons that probably the fish are getting a little bit. And the only ones it helps is the employment of the state of Alaska employees. Mm-hmm. They continue to work while the tribes of the river's tributaries suffer.
Okay.
And call it subsistence. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Hoffman. We're going to go quickly to Alice Crow. Are we going to Alice Crow?
Alice, you only have
3 minutes.
Can you
so
hear me?
Yes, but
Alice,
you don't have. Yeah, but Alice, you only have about.
Brady already told me I don't have much time. So,
oh, okay,
thank
go.
You, Bubba Zaya, for reminding all of us that we used to use 8 1/4-inch gear. We used to hang it ourselves and fish. Mm. So, Booyana, I am like my three brothers, raised by a Methodist minister. So, on Good Friday, I want to say the part that goes, Kintik Dari Naka, Ista Kumni Tashunka, Awahtu, and then at the end, So it's a promise of a new day by those amazing translators. And very briefly, the fish will come if we're good, and we need to be good. And we will, because we will stay together and raise our voices for good and to end the suffering. And that's what I have to say, Diane. Did I make it in 1 minute?
Yeah, you did it. You did it. Thank you, Alice.
I did it. Okay, I get a prize for not talking on and on and on.
Yeah, you
so
get an extra.
Happy Friday, everybody. For those of you who practice Good Friday,
thank
happy
you.
Good Friday.
Thank you very much. Okay. Phew! Oh, my gosh, what a 90 minutes that was. Thank you, everyone. That was fantastic to get your calls, your emails, and we're going to... Grady, you're looking at me funny. I don't know what you're trying to tell me here. Oh, we got to go. All right. Thank you. You can listen to the replay tonight at 7 to 8:30, and we'll hear from you next Friday.
Express yourself.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 a.m. from 4 until 5 p.m.,